not saying I'm gonna change the world. I do guarantee that I will spark a brain that will change the world. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show.
Welcome to another phenomenal episode of the Mookie Mel Show. I am your host, Jay Fresh. So look, up until now, y'all have only really heard me on the holiday specials. Just to jot everyone's memory, and for the new listener, I did a holiday special for Thanksgiving, I did a holiday special for Christmas, and I did a holiday special for Easter. And those were all, you know, shortened episodes, really just meant to talk about the holiday, its intent, etc., etc. But today, I will be doing a full episode, you know, a full episode with the S1, the S2, the S3. I'm just going to do it all today. So please bear with me. I am a little nervous. And I'm not in my usual recording environment, you know, just because I'm in a hotel. I'm in Boston for work. So, like I said, bear with me through it all. Today we have a fun topic, and it's something that I think we all know in the back of our heads. It's something that's kind of out in the open, but we don't have a lot of dialogue about it. So I'm just going to start it out by saying the word millennials. Yes, millennials. It seems like, to me, you know, there's always a negative connotation with millennials when someone is referring to us. And when I say millennials, I mean, you know, people who were born in early 80s to mid 90s. I did some research on this on Wikipedia. If you listen to any of my other holiday specials, I do a lot of research on Wikipedia, all right? Look, this isn't a research paper, this is a podcast. But millennials, the milestone that defines millennials is 9/11. If you remember 9/11 as a significant event in your life, then you're a millennial. If you weren't alive for it, if you were 1-2 years old when it did occur and you don't remember it at all, then you are not a millennial. Now, millennials, I'm not talking for everybody, because I know we all have different experiences, but I'm betting the majority of you have this experience that there's always this negative connotation with us, whether that's we have the attention span of a chipmunk and we can never get off our phone, or we complain too much, or we're soft, or whatever the case is, there are just a lot of negative connotations with us. And you know, I'm personally tired of it. And obviously, you know, these negative connotations, they usually come from the generation before us. And this episode is not meant to bash any older generation whatsoever. I'm just really going to touch on how it seems like the older generation really hates us. How there's, I don't want to say jealousy, but they're just kind of hating. But let's rewind this back to when the previous generation was our age. Guess what? Their parents, their generation before them, weren't a big fan of them either. So it seems like there's always this reoccurring trend that the older generation just has some sort of animosity towards the younger generation. Plural, younger generations. And I think that there are a lot of similarities there. And my question is this human nature? Is this, you know, a part of us that we always see faults with the generation that comes after us? Or is this a learned behavior? Is it something that us humans only do because that's what we observe when we're younger? Is this something that was, in a way, taught to us subconsciously? if you get my gist there. So today, we're going to talk about all that. We're going to talk about how, you know, sports, football, basketball are vastly different and how that definitely has some older heads not too happy. We're going to talk about social in terms of music, mumble rap, and fashion. And then we're going to talk about S3 with scholars and how schooling is just vastly different today. And it's not the linear traditional method that it's been for the last couple of decades. We're going to talk about how, you know, today kids take notes on laptops and iPads opposed to, you know, the pencil and paper that it used to be. So I'm excited for this episode. Once again, I will reiterate, and I'm going to do it again at the end of the episode too. This is not meant to bash the older generation. Y'all are wise. Y'all have so much for us to learn. So forever grateful to my parents and to the older generation. But yeah, we're gonna get into this today. So strap on your seatbelts. Let's get into S1 with sports. All right, so look, I know we don't usually do this on the Mookie Mel Show. This is pretty off format, but because it is the first Jay solo episode, I figured I'd shake things up. So this audio clip I'm about to play is a bit dated. It's from April of 16, and specifically it is about Colin Cowherd on The Herd, his TV show, obviously from Fox Sports. It's him discussing how Kobe's retirement, how his last game is the end of an era. So please listen. Here you go.
Kobe's not just a player. Kobe's an era. There's three eras in the NBA, and I'll get to those in a second. The three eras that we've all watched. If you're 80 and watch George Mike, and God love you, but I'm not going there today. But today's stars player, Durant, Chris Paul, LeBron, Melo, D-Wade. I like them too. But they work out together. They're friends. They dine together. Off-season. Often played AAU together. The even younger emerging stars, Andrew Wiggins, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis. Sometimes you wonder if they have the hunger of even the LeBrons, Chris Pauls, Durants, and Melos. But let's get back to Kobe and Kobe's era. Because Kobe is not retiring tonight. KG is the only player left in the league. Kobe and KG, they're the end of an era, so you better appreciate it. The coming out of high school era, the brutal on teammates era, the relentlessly committed era, the bizarrely intense era. See, the culture of basketball has changed. Not all bad. I like a lot of it. Players and rivals chill together, played AAU together, train together, do events, charities, golf together. The players are all getting rich now, so collectively the players understand. Let's just not screw this up for any of us. It used to be, and let's go back to Kobe's era. Kobe's in the MJ era. Michael Jordan's first 9 years, he never made $4 million a year. It was the last 2 years in Chicago he made all his money. Because when Kobe broke into this league and Michael Jordan was in this league, even the star players had to fight for a smaller pool of the money and the attention. In the era Kobe represents, there was a fight for limited money, limited attention, limited fame, and limited shoe deals. Then we moved in, I will call the Kobe era, the fight for everything era. The fight to the death era. For shoe deals, money, fame, attention, media, and titles. That has segued into the LeBron, Durant, Chris Paul era, which it is, I'll call it the banana boat era. We play together. We train together. We get along together. We compete on the floor, not off it. Then there's the third era that really worries me. That's the Curry and Anthony Davis, Andrew Wiggins. That's the trust fund era, where based on what Kobe and MJ did, everybody gets rich now. You don't have to be willful. You don't have to be passionate. With the salary cap moving up, you won't even have to start, and you'll make $10 million a year. That's the era we're moving into. Gotta be honest. All built on MJ and Kobe's back. An unrelenting, often uncomfortable level of intensity. The game has forced Kobe to change, and he's done it very well. But in Kobe's beginning, moving into the beginning of his second career, you can go look up Kobe Bryant's last and best 10 fights. Rajah Bell, Reuben Patterson, Bruce Bowen, Matt Barnes. Kobe's first and into his second career, People threw punches at him. He threw punches back. But the NBA does not allow that. Society, frankly, does not allow it. We live in a time you're not allowed to have conflict. The NBA has become the Facebook teaming up culture. The other night, Lakers are playing Julius Randle. They're playing Oklahoma City. Lakers' Julius Randle gets into a tete-a-tete with Westbrook. And you know what Laker fans are thinking? Don't get into a fight. We want Westbrook to be a Laker. Didn't used to be that way. So Kobe Bryant isn't just retiring tonight. An era in the NBA is retiring tonight.
All right. All right, so this is going to be hard because, you know, I do watch The Herd. I like Colin Cowherd. I'm a huge Kobe fan. So I'm not going to directly refute some of the points he was making in the audio clip. On some levels, he's right. Kobe was the end of an era. What I have a problem with, and the reason I chose y'all this audio clip to begin with, is I have a problem with the rhetoric. I have a problem with the tone. I have a problem with the vocab that Mr. Cowherd was using, because it's hard to deny that he didn't sound happy about the new players. It didn't sound like he was all too thrilled, you know? He was saying words like worried. Do they even have the fight? And I believe that the league has changed because the world has changed. The reason Steph Curry has broken all these records, the reason that, you know, players are so much more athletic these days, the reason why more centers can shoot threes these days is because the game has changed. Why is that something that's bad? Doesn't everything evolve? Why is Colin Cowherd sounding so bummed out that players get along better today? That there is less conflict, that there are less fights, and that the league has just simply gone in a different direction? This is what I'm talking about when I say the older generation has some animosity. Why can't we respect the greats and the legends such as Michael and Kobe and Magic Johnson, and Larry Bird, and etc.? I'm not going to name them all, but why can't we respect the greats and at the same time respect the current superstars and not take anything away from the current superstars when talking about the greats? Why is there always something taken away from the Steph Currys when we talk about the Reggie Millers? And hey, maybe I'm just tripping, but I've seen a lot of videos and audio clips and sports podcasts and sports analysts sound exactly like Colin Cowherd. Like, the newer generation isn't crap, and we wouldn't, have a chance toe-to-toe with the older heads. I think this rhetoric, it's not the way to go, and I think it's something we should be aware of. Now, I want to argue a different sentiment when talking about the NFL. Same idea. It seems like older heads really aren't too thrilled with the modern day NFL, but it's different in that it's the penalties that we see today that really tick off a lot of people, because these penalties weren't being called 20 years ago, even 10 years ago. And when I say penalties, I mean the ones that, you know, players are getting fined, you know, players are getting ejected out of games for leading with the helmet, for being overly aggressive, overly violent, you know, hitting towards the end of a play when they should not have been. You know, these penalties, these flags weren't being thrown before. And it seems like a lot of people aren't too happy about that. Also talking about CTE, you know, these penalties are being thrown because player safety is something that is much more valued today. We've seen what happens to these retired NFL players. It's scary. It's scary. Please go watch the Will Smith movie CTE when you got a chance. But this is why these penalties now exist today. This is why players are getting fined. Because we want our retired NFL players, we want these superstars to live healthy lives after the NFL. We want them to have positive contributions to the world, to their family, etc. So why is it a bad thing? Why is it a bad thing that the league is less violent now? Are we that hyped up on violence? Is it that much of a bad thing? Is it that much of a bad thing, Colin Cowherd, that there's less conflict in sports now? Y'all could be the judge. I just think it's something we should be aware of. And you're darn right that I will happily stand up for my generation and the changes that we have made, especially in sports. But enough of S1. Let's get into S2 with social. Dang, we're already pretty far in this episode. Okay, I won't keep y'all longer, much longer. But let's talk about rap music. Specifically, let's talk about mumble rap. Let's talk about the Lil Uzi Verts, the Futures, the Young Thugs, the Lil Yachty's, the ones that have really, you know, taken on this face of mumble rap. And, you know, I'm going to come out here and be honest, a lot of old heads hate mumble rap. A lot of people, and I'm not going to generalize it on old heads. I'm going to generalize it on the people who are obsessed with old school rap, the people who grew up to old school rap, and I even know, you know, some friends of mine who hate mumble rap. So it's not just older heads, it's more of a broader group, but a lot of people hate on mumble rap. Why? Tell me why. Are they not expressing themselves as artists the same way that the artists before them did? Why are we hating on Lil Pump because he said Gucci Gang 30 times in a song? Why? I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, it was a catchy song. It made him millions. Okay, cool. Why is there this such vitriol for young artists who are doing the same thing that the artists before them did? Seriously. I don't get it, y'all. It's something that I really struggle on. Is it because older heads feel like rap has changed into something they don't recognize? Well, guess what? Run DMC probably wouldn't recognize the music that was in the early 2000s, but y'all love that. Y'all love 50 Cent. This is what I'm talking about, old versus new. The youth is going to evolve. The youth is going to change things. And there's no reason for the people who came before us to hate on that. It's just hating in my eyes. Let's bring it to fashion. If I was to show someone from the 90s, someone from the early 2000s, the type of clothes we're wearing today, honestly, they would probably call it whack. They would look at it as whack as hell. Look at them skinny jeans. They say something like that. But guess what? Fashion has changed, and fashion is always changing. But there are still plenty of people who don't understand, or who, you know, who look at young kids weird when they wear this eccentric stuff. That's just the way of the future, my man. That's just the way it's always been. Why is it human nature that you're gonna hate on it? I don't get it. Same way I don't understand why people hate on mumble rap. Why you hating on skinny jeans and bright colored stuff? It's crazy. Look, and if anyone has a response to all my whys, please comment on the Facebook. Because I do want to have a dialogue about this with someone who could represent the older generation. But let's take a more serious note here and let's get into S3. With scholars and learning. So the traditional schooling for the last couple of decades, you know, when I went through grade school, middle school, high school, it was textbook, notepad. That was what we did. And we got lessons in class. We took the notes that way. That's how it was done. But I'm here today to tell you kids aren't learning like that anymore. Kids have laptops. Kids have iPads. I'm sure that there are still some traditional methods out there, but a majority of them aren't. A majority of the teachings, teachers, schools aren't like that anymore. Are we going to discredit those students getting those high school degrees? Are we going to say a kid who went through alternative schooling is less than? I don't think it's right. That's not how it should be. Just because a kid went through a school that combined, you know, second and third, fourth and fifth, sixth and seventh, and so on and so on. Just because a kid went to a different schooling and it's alternative and it's a new method, he still got his high school degree. He/she, caught myself. Just because this student had a more convenient option, taking notes on the iPad versus taking tedious notes on the notepad where your hand starts to hurt. Just because it was a bit easier for this student and the technology was more advanced, I'm not going to take anything away from that student and their degree or their diploma. It's not right. Not right. Now, I'm going to take these last couple minutes of S3 to dive deeper into what I was talking about in the intro, and that's, you know, the very human nature of all this. Because I know I personally have fallen victim to this, to looking at the newer generation as, you know, not as cool, less than. I've definitely looked at them like that. And so I've been doing all this criticizing here of, you know, older generations hating newer ones, but I've done it myself. So I'm here to tell you, yeah, it probably is human nature. It probably is something that was taught subconsciously. So how do we curve this? How do we become more accepting of new things? Isn't it in our blood, survival of the fittest? How do we become aware that we're really just hating? If I'm hating on the newest Logic mixtape, it's probably because it's something I'm not really used to. I should just give it a couple more tries. Why are we so quick to hate on something that's not familiar to us? Why do we sometimes really hate change? These are all questions that I want y'all to ask yourselves. If it's not pushed by us for change, if change is put on our lap, it seems like a lot of the times it's unwanted. And we deny it before really giving it a shot. So that's the parting message I'm gonna leave with y'all today. Older generation, I love y'all. Of course I do. Younger generation, I love y'all too. Of course I do. But all this to say that change, new things are not bad. Evolution of things aren't bad, even though it's not what we're used to. So let's all remember that. Before I wrap this thing up, I want to take a moment of silence and pray for Mr. Kanye West. I hope y'all do it with me, because this man has obviously lost his mind. Okay. Now lastly, I want to surprise y'all with a familiar voice, one you've heard before. Mookie.
Yo.
Mook man.
Yeah.
Mook dog. Mooksophilus. Hit him with the facts, brother.
Man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Jig man. That was a phenomenal episode. Thank you, my beloved brother. That was awesome. I love what you did comparing and contrasting, you know, past and present. Man. Wow. Good job, Jay. Well, y'all heard it here. Fresh, hot off the press from the Mookie Mel Show, brought to you by Jig Man and Mookie Mel. I don't want to steal too much from this episode. Follow us on Facebook. That's our main form of communication. And as Jig Man say, Mookie Mel Show out. Mookie Mel out. See you next week. Peace.